Good morning, or at least as I record this. This is episode 89's intro. I am currently warming up the oven to make some cinnamon rolls, and then I'm going to go eat said cinnamon rolls with my family, and then I will edit this episode and put it up. But by the time you're listening to it, all that has been accomplished. So good afternoon or good evening, depending on when you listen to it. This episode was three quarters hosted. I will let you guess, like I do at the beginning of the episode, which one was missing. But at least he has a good excuse this time. Not that he ever doesn't. But Bender is off on vacation in like Philly, New York, something like that, having a good time, drinking a lot of good beers. And speaking of good beers, we talk about Missy's 40th birthday and the beer bus that we're taking around some breweries. But that's all in the episode. Listen to the episode. And then next week, we talk about the two new guests that are going to be on the episode. Actually, one new guest, the often mentioned but never heard of, Carter, which is Blue Devil Carter, I believe, on Twitter. And then the three-time returning guest, Lionhead, Matt Hikus. So that'll be exciting. But that's the next one. This one, though, was brought to you by www.mybomberjackets.com. Head there and save 15% on your entire purchase by using the promo code RAPCAST15. And again, that's for all your 12-ounce, 16-ounce, 12-ounce bottles, 16-ounce cans, bomber-sized bottles, and it's the best way of with using a neoprene jacket to keep your bottle colder longer, so you don't have to keep running back and forth to the fridge. You just zip that bad boy up, partially because we like the hashtag beer cleavage, and you keep it right beside you as needed. If you're like me, it works perfect because that beer doesn't ever get cold. I can go through a bomber fast, but maybe that's more about my issues instead of yours. Anyway, head over there. Alex will appreciate anything you do. Mention in the comments that you heard it from here. Of course you would. You'd be using the promo code RAPCAST15. But tell him you love his product, you love our show. And yeah, speaking of, go out and comment on the show. Whether you use iTunes, Google Play, anything, leave a comment, rate the show. It's great having downloads, and we're always increasing every month. It seems like we've had some good growth, but it's the crazy thing about it. The chaos math that they use to gauge the success of a podcast is all based on stars and comments. The more of those, the further up the charts you go. So help us out. Do something. Share. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell someone you hate. If you don't like the show, then that way they'll be tortured by it. Whatever the case, listen to it. The episode is starting right now. And I gotta go put those cinnamon rolls in the oven. Here comes the music.
Random Ass Podcast.
We are back, and we are once again three-quarter full, and let's just give the crowd a moment to pick which one's not here. If you said Bender, you were right. Actually, Bender's on vacation.
Yeah.
He's in, like, New York and Philly or all kinds of cool stuff.
Do you think when he got there, he put on Taylor Swift's Welcome to New York?
Oh, I think so.
I would believe that more than him trying to sing Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. I was going to say, I could not stop singing the Fresh Prince song if I went to Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
Yeah, I know. On the playground. It's where we spent most of our day.
So neither of you have been to Philadelphia before?
I've never been to Philly.
Driven through it.
Good enough.
Yeah. That counts, right? That counts.
Of course, what you heard to my right would be the Silver Badger Tom at Hummeltown.
What's up, party people?
And directly in front of me is my lovely wife, Melissa Missy, a.k.a. The Flop. Hashtag The Flop. Speaking of hashtags, you can't on social media put Silver Badger with a space and not hashtag. Hashtag Silver Badger.
Oh, is that what I did? Was this at the...
No, you don't even hashtag. You just put Silver Badger, like it was two names.
Like you're, yeah.
And instead of hashtagging it, because that's you, man. That way anybody talks about you, they hashtag Silver Badger, we'll know.
Yeah, well, that's going
to
happen.
That way one day, if you get famous enough for it to trend, we'll have it. Hey, you've been in TV, or you've been in serialized storytelling.
I have
on the YouTubes. Yeah. I watched it.
Can we start with that?
Yeah, we might as well.
You should have told me. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't
finished it. I just watched his scene, and then I...
you couldn't make it through 20 minutes. It's like, well, I got to savor this.
No, when it came out, I was at work, so sure. I was stopping and eating my lunch real quick, and then I got a phone call and never came back to it.
Gotcha.
So
for anybody that doesn't know, why don't you tell them what you're talking about?
Well, friend of the show, Mike Schilling.
Multiple guest.
Multiple time, three-time guest?
I think so. Phantom 4.
Yep, just came out with his episode 5 of his TV series, well, web series.
Web series. YouTube series.
YouTube series.
Dead Nightmare.
Dead Nightmare, and I was a part of it.
Yay.
He was the news anchor.
For Channel Ocho Cinco.
You were a pretty scruffy news anchor.
You know what, that's my bad. I should have shaved, and I kept meaning to. And
I thought that had it been, like, officially a zombie epidemic, like, not at the beginning stages.
Yeah.
Like, had it been, like, the third week of this outbreak, the scruffy would have made sense. Like, you were haggard. Like, listen, you've been reporting constantly.
I didn't have script control, unfortunately.
This is how I look at it. It was playoff time, and that was his playoff beard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wish it was.
No. Well, no, in that world.
In the time of the.
It was a St. Louis-based TV show or news show. No, it wasn't.
I guess national.
It was national. It comes off as national.
I didn't really flush out that backstory.
You should have wrote your own backstory and presented it to him right before the shoot.
Well, I haven't been killed yet on camera.
That's right. I hope you do have an on-camera death. Like the cameraman or like your co-anchor kills you and it like goes, cuts out.
Oh, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Shit just rolls off my brain, man.
Yeah. Well, I think the plan is maybe I become one of your little loyal lackeys.
I like that. And every time I enter the room, you can go, this just in, the badass.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're going to write a parody episode about a guy named Fred. Fred Nightmare.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It was nice to have my debut, but I also liked that I didn't have to spend 2 days in the woods like the other cast and crew had to. So, or put makeup on.
He had to spend a week in Mike's basement handcuffed until he'd let him go.
Actually, it was in a glass jar. Just banging on it.
Let me out.
Let me out. Mike.
So that was exciting, though.
It was. It was cool and really happy for Mike. Unfortunately, he did not get into the St. Louis Film Festival this time around, but got really good feedback, and I'm sure when he's on, he will tell us
and
all about
it. Yeah, we'll bring him back on here soon, and we'll talk about that, too. I don't think it was a bad idea for them not put him in. I think their reasons were valid.
They were very valid.
And
he's come such a long way. Like, editing-wise and how it looks is fantastic.
Yeah, now he just needs to amp up his productivity.
Yeah.
A little bit. And I think he knows that.
Fucking jobs.
Yeah.
Life.
What a slacker. Speaking of life, we could talk about the first thing I've got on my list to talk about.
Okay.
Would be turning the page into a new chapter of one's life. Mainly, someone turning 40.
29.
If you look at our sign up there, from our daughter, it says her 29th birthday.
I wrote it.
Oh, you wrote it. But Hayden's running with it.
It's
She's like
10th anniversary of the 29th birthday.
So I know it was a surprise, but I finally, now that I have all the details hammered out and it's official, I'm going to tell her what we're doing for her birthday right now.
Okay, so I didn't spoil it last week?
You did not spoil it. Well, you spoiled that we were planning
something.
Well,
can I ask why?
The wait?
Are you telling me so I can mentally prepare?
No, you don't need
you
to
know
mentally
I have
prepare.
Some socials.
I mean, it's not a surprise party. I just didn't
I know.
I just didn't want anybody talking about it until the details were fixed. That way, if something fell through, i.e. the bus, I didn't want to you to go, Thursday gets here and go, oh, by the way, we're not taking a bus to breweries. We're not brewery hopping. But as it stands, based on the recommendation of Beer Sauce Shop owner and Craft Tap Radio creator.
Man of many hats.
Yeah, he does. We've talked about that. He and I at this very bar have talked about that. He suggested I call a person named Mike with Gus the Fun Bus.
Do we get naked on the bus?
No, but we can have booze, and we can have food, and the most important part and the best thing about this is Mr. Gus himself will be...
Does he dance for me?
At our front door at 2 o'clock to pick us up and then return us to our front door.
At what time?
When we're done.
What?
6 to 6.5 hours, depending on how long we go.
Oh, wow.
It's 6 hours guaranteed if over is extra charge.
Yeah.
So, that said, what we're going to do is us and potentially up to 12 other people.
Don't tell me who.
Okay.
I'm
going to tell you who two or one is.
Because I thought you didn't like surprises.
Oh, I love surprises.
Yeah, she does love surprises.
I love them.
I'm going to tell you who one is because he's going to be staying at her house all weekend. That'd be Lionhead. Lionhead. And that's going to be a little bit of a tangent after I say Lionhead will be getting in town either Friday or Saturday morning, and he's going to be staying till Monday.
Okay.
We're going to record a podcast that Sunday because another person will be in town.
But not for my birthday.
But not for your birthday. He'll be in town to work a soft...
He knows about your birthday.
I know, but does he get to, other than coming over for the podcast, he doesn't get to see me? Oh.
No, that's it. He's in town working a softball tournament, and that is his royal pain in the ass, Carter. Oh. Is going to be in town, so Carter will be.
This is my notice that I'm off next week.
You can be here. You can be here, but it'll be Carter and Hikus will be here for Sunday night's podcast.
Yay.
So yeah, so that's exciting. But anyway, back to your party.
I wish I was off Monday.
So your party, we're going to Friendship, Third Wheel, Narrow Gauge, Six Mile, and time permitting, Two Plumbers.
Cool.
And whatever order makes the most sense.
Okay.
I imagine we're going to go Friendship, Third Wheel, Narrow Gauge, Six Mile. And then hit Two Plumbers on the way back if we can. That's the way I...
Are those all in St. Charles County?
Narrow Gauge is Florissant, and 6 Mile is Maryland Heights.
Gotcha.
So those would probably be our last two.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And Two Plumbers if time. So we're doing that.
I'll be there.
So, okay. Yeah. So the girls are staying with Krista, your sis-in-law, for those that don't know. And, yeah, that's your birthday. That's
what we're excited.
Yeah. Yeah. This, and it wasn't like me. I mean, it wasn't... I could see where those that know... or listen to the show or like, well, that seems like the most selfish birthday surprise ever, because that's exactly what you would want to do for your birthday. But no, it was actually her idea.
I think it was something I suggested.
The crowd's happy about it. Yeah.
But do you have a thing for that?
Yeah. What's that?
Your fucking apps? That you're so
I just hit the applause.
Oh, I'm not wearing my phone.
Oh, yeah. Then you can't talk
shit. Well, usually I can hear it.
Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear it either.
Yeah, well, neither one of you are wearing headphones, you goobers.
All right, damn it.
The reason I asked is if you were trying to get me mentally prepared is because at one point I said that I wanted to do zip lining for my 40th.
Oh,
yeah. And I thought he was going to have to tell me so I could get mentally prepared this week because I am scared of heights.
Okay.
So I thought maybe you were
going to I've done is we're going to a stand-up, and they're going to bring you on stage.
No, that's not happening. And don't ever say stand-up. I've been held up in a bank. That's
do
not cool.
You,
what?
Yeah, you never heard this story?
No.
Like heat style.
I need to hear this story right now. And I think our audience
never
does, too.
Heard it?
No.
Okay, so what year did the Rams win the Super Bowl?
1999. 2000. They won in 2000.
Okay, so it was...
99 season.
That Halloween... The same year. I go into my Cleopatra costume at the bank.
Okay.
We're all dressed up. And about an hour and a half after the bank opens, three guys come in. We have two entrances. Two come in one entrance. One comes in in the other. Start spray painting cameras.
So wait, how long were you in the bank before this all goes down?
About an hour. It was like an hour and a half after we opened.
Oh, so you were working at the bank.
We were working.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And they had guns, and they... It was just like the movies.
Yep.
Just like everyone had to get down. There were two male co-workers, the branch manager and a personal banker. They handcuffed them so they wouldn't, be any trouble. I just remember laying on the ground and they couldn't find the money. I don't know how they couldn't find the money. It's a bank.
check the big metal door.
I don't know. No, it wasn't like that kind of bank. But one guy was freaking out. He's like, where's the fucking money? And the other guy was standing over me and he tried to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
By my costume, and it ripped because, Halloween costumes are not well made. And I kind of fell back to the floor, and I just pointed, it's up there behind, look at the drawer underneath the computer. And they got out, and two of them got caught that day. The third got caught a few years later, but come to find out they had, semiotic weapons with hollow point bullets. And it was a scary ordeal.
Yeah, it's totally scary.
Ordeal.
When we tell the story...
do you get combat pay for that? Do they give you a little bonus since you...
No bonus. They did give us time off if we felt like we needed it. I just happened to... At that point, when I worked at the bank, I worked at two different locations.
Uh-huh.
And that was my last day at that location for the week. And I didn't have to be back at that location until the following week.
Okay.
So the next day, I think I was off. And then that's 2 days after that, I was at a different branch. So I kind of had some time to, shake it off, but...
Shake it off.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
In my world, if that story ever comes up when she's not around and I'm telling it to somebody, I'm going to say, and the third guy was caught amidst a trail of bodies that he left behind.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Deep into East St. Louis. Sorry, East St. Louis.
I don't remember a lot of it because I think I mentally... blacked out.
Yeah.
Because the one guy, one of the guys
at least
was,
the guy could have done was throwing you like 20 or 40 bucks to make it pay for the dress.
Yeah. Because I didn't have a wedding costume for the party that
turns
night.
Turns out the criminal was an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't remember a lot. I guess one guy jumped over and this is what I've been told because I don't remember it. I guess one guy just jumped over the counter and started pushing us, and there was someone behind me, and I wasn't moving. She's like, Missy, you got to move. He's got a gun in my back. And I'm like, okay, and she kind of had to push me to walk. And I don't remember a lot of it.
Sure.
Just
were they wearing dead president's masks?
That would have been funny. No, they weren't wearing any
sort of
disguise.
Did they smell of sea salt and have sand bleached hair?
No, they had none of that. They were not those guys.
Did they? Were they carrying parachutes?
No.
What's the new one? I don't know what they do. They're surfer. They're thrill seekers. Are
yeah.
Adrenaline junkie, which is what they were anyway. Yeah, but stupid remake. Dumb idea for a remake.
Mm-hmm.
They already remade it once when they made Fast and Furious 1, so.
They could remake Point Break. They just did a shitty job of it.
No, they did remake it.
I know. Fast and Furious 1. That's the problem, though.
Yeah. And then they tried to remake that into another surfing style, and it was all dumb. Dumb. Let's move on.
Okay. Shall
we? Speaking of movies, I think we're going to do a... special edition episode here. Oh, wait, before I get that, there was a tweet.
Just now?
Yeah, to us, because I said recording now, and to which the podcast replied with a picture saying, have fun, I'll be ready to record next Thursday. Right now, I'm at Yard Brew in Philly, and they put a pic, so to which I replied, for those that don't know, that's Jambender J using the...
that's confusing.
Podcast Twitter account. And
now
put hashtag reply fail. So, but yeah.
And he thought he was trying to get over. Like, I'm in a different state.
Wait, we're recording Thursday now? So I guess
he doesn't even know. Yeah, he hasn't even listened, but he'll listen now. So, but anyway, back to what I was segueing to is I've decided.
Is this a decree?
Well, just another special episode, like a Saturday, like kind of like a marathon episode. Well, what I'm going to do is I was watching, and everybody knows I love Kevin Smith movies, especially the early ones.
Mm-hmm. And
I love seeing Kevin Smith talk. I think he's a very inspirational speaker and stuff. And I've seen this in one iteration or another about 5 or 6 times in my life, him telling the story of how Clerks 1 came to be. And, you know, it's a different time now in filmmaking. But
yep.
The way him and Robert Rodriguez and even Quentin Tarantino to an extent, who had a little bit of a smaller bit of fame when he broke in than those two did. But it was just, they literally put it all out there to do it. And it wasn't necessarily successful right out of the gate. But then just, you know, of 3 people that saw the original screen for Clerks, 1 person happened to be a noted film critic and loved it and suggested they put it in Sundance. And so, I mean, it's a good story. So, and I thought, you know, I love those movies.
Yeah.
Seen them a million times, talked to them about a million people, but I've never really broke down what it is, what I love about them. So we're going to do whoever wants to do it, whether you can put in the time, whether Bender does, or whether I get someone else, I'm going to do a Kevin Smith movie marathon day, and we're going to do Clerks, the original, Mallrats, which may be my favorite in the second film. And we're going to jump chronologically to Clerks 2, which happens to be her favorite film. And it's also the first true sequel to Clerks. And not record while we're listening or watching them, but we'll record the intro, watch the movie, record the thoughts in the intro into the second movie, watch the movie, and we'll get an hour episode out of that.
Okay.
And all while we're drinking, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, so...
So you need at least 4 hours dedicated time. Because I feel like it...
First two are short.
What if we break up? Because, I mean, it's a lot to ask of Tom and John to come over for like 10 hours.
Yeah, I'm out. But I'll come over for at least Clerks.
Yeah, I mean, it's a special day, though. So, like, kind of like that one day where we had and it defeats the purpose of drinking while you do it if you break them up into 3 different films. But if, like, the evolution of how bad... our drinking and our explanation and what we feel about the jokes might change because we're drunk by the end of it.
Of those 3, which is your favorite?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I took a film class in high school and we had to, our final paper was rank our top 10 movies of all time and then write 3 to 5 pages on our favorite movie, and I wrote it about Clerks.
The original?
Yep.
Was your favorite?
My favorite movie at the time. And it's still in my top, probably top 10 still.
So I guess you'll be watching Clerks.
I'll watch Clerks and probably stick around for Mallrats.
Mallrats is my favorite.
Mallrats is good.
And to me, it's also one of the most unique of all of them because Clerks was and we'll talk about this at the day. So this will be, you'll hear this spiel again. Clerks was a critical success.
Mm-hmm.
Mallrats was a critical failure and a commercial failure.
It's like a cult
failure,
classic now, isn't it?
But his biggest fans now down the road, and the secondary life on each platform, that it is one of his biggest successes and a lot of people's favorite. It's the one, if you're a Kevin Smith fan, that's the one people go, yeah, but, you know, true Kevin Smith fans love Mallrats. That's what they say to each other. But it's just the way it panned out. It's of the Jersey films in particular.
They are the Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore of his repertoire. You could go either way.
Yeah.
They're both the most quotable by far. His best film might be Chasing Amy.
Chasing Amy or Dogma. I thought Dogma was
really good.
Really solid film. But Chasing Amy is the best handcuffed film. Yes, it's raunchy and has some of his dialogue, but there was a bit of zaniness to Dogma.
Right.
And Jay and Silent Bob. So Chasing Amy's probably the best low-key story, and it's, you know, his first love story he told. Yeah. So that was good. I like it. So that's what we're gonna do. And eventually maybe we'll do something like maybe down the road next year or whatever, we'll do Chasing Amy, Dogma, and Jay and Silent Bob.
Are we really gonna do this? Is it gonna be like the X-Files thing? Or not the X-Files thing.
Everything's been gone. We've had one episode since we decided where all four of us were here.
Oh god, that's sad.
Yeah. Well, it's Bender.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's why number two.
That's right. You keep jumping her. I told you. He's trying
to
do
that.
I'm
like 1A.
That's right.
Two,
she's 1A.
So. Oh, Jesus Christ. I got another quick story before we get into your stuff, and this happened today.
Is it interesting?
Okay.
Well, I think so. we'll see. We'll gauge from her response how interesting it is.
Okay.
I went upstairs today to take a crap because what I do is shit.
I like how you assume that I have stuff.
And you said you did.
I do.
Yeah, you said, I've got some things to talk about. I don't know that's an assumption. That's me. That's hearsay, I guess, at this point. But I was upstairs pooping in our bathroom, and I do, in her defense, I normally poop downstairs because it's there.
So you have three bathrooms, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so
I don't really use the girls' bathroom. It's like the toilet sits so low. It's really made for little people. Like,
so I'm in the bathroom.
You don't need a squatty potty for that toilet.
And I hear some coming up the stairs hastily, and she bursts into the bathroom not knowing I'm in there. She thinks I'm downstairs.
See, that's like what I would do for a little kid, like my son John. That a woman, yeah,
there, 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 yeah. Yeah, there. So she bursts in and goes, oh my god, I did not know you were in here.
She goes,
I gotta pee so bad I may have peed my pants.
And then that's scary.
Well, she had to pee already, and just seeing, I mean, and she came in with quick, so I didn't know.
I was ready.
So I had a shocked look on my face. Like, what's going on? Like, why did she burst into the bathroom?
I really had to go.
So does your toilet have a separate door from the rest of your bathroom?
No.
Right. Well, I guess I'm hashtag blessed in my house.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so.
Dang, white privilege.
Yeah. But it was pretty funny because, and then I just started laughing, and she goes, you really scared me. I go, I would argue I did not scare you.
Yeah.
I would argue your action scared you.
I guess I didn't pay attention to you actually walking upstairs, so I just assumed you were downstairs on the main floor, like you always do, because that's where you said, I have to go to the bathroom, so I just
assumed you went in there. So you didn't turn a fan on?
No, he likes to smell it.
Hashtag bad house guest.
Yeah. In my own bathroom, and attached to my bedroom. No, I didn't turn the fan on.
Do you have air freshener in there or a little
breeze? He likes to kill us all little day at a time.
I've got my own manly aroma to cover the stench.
Man, what a selfish bastard.
Yeah.
Everybody likes their own smell. Or their own brand.
It did.
Everybody likes their own brand.
No, I've been grossed out by my own brand, but it definitely you're definitely more able to tolerate your own stench than someone else's stench.
That's true.
Yeah.
So bad about that.
Yeah, that's what I had. I do have quick hits, but we'll get to those at the end.
Yeah. So you brought pooping stories.
I mean, that sounds par for the course.
All right. Well, first off,
sounds poo for the course.
I need to put headphones on now so I can hear all your terrible drops.
It's up to you. I'm going to start doing it to you and you not knowing it.
Hey, you probably have this as a quick hit, but your boyfriend, Dan Harmon, I guess there's a little trouble in paradise.
What about?
So apparently the rumor and innuendo for Rick and Morty is this may be the last season.
Well, I haven't read that. No,
so
not yet.
So him and the other creator,
Justin Roiland,
are apparently at loggerheads. And this season's pretty much in the can, so not an issue, but apparently they're fighting so bad that there may not be a season four.
That's not in hot water. I mean, that's, unfortunately for Justin Roiland, he's going to lose it, that battle.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Starburns Industry. It's Dan Harmon's production company, and he owns. And
well, I don't think that they're fighting over money or anything like that. I think it's creative control. So, yeah, if he loses, whatever.
Dan will just lose. Yeah, Dan will just stop the show like he's done with every other show.
I think that's kind of where it sounds like it's going.
I love Dan Harmon. That said, I would spend a week with him and never see him again. I mean, he's not...
Small dust guy.
He's notoriously hard to work with.
Yeah.
Now, there are some people that are his best friends, like Rob Schraub and everybody that can put up with him.
Uh-huh.
And it's not a shot at Justin Rowland. And I would almost say that Justin Rowland is in the right.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I mean, this is the same ending to every one of Dan Harmon's personal stories.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, and everybody's got to take a shot of vodka because we talked about Dan Harmon.
No, something to keep an eye on anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been... I mean, there was more to the why season 3 was taking so long. But sure. Who knows? They may work it out. I mean, he is going to therapy, so...
Yeah, that's always a plus. So the second thing I got is last night Kelly and I watched the first two episodes of the new Netflix show Glow.
Oh, yeah, don't talk about it. We're going to watch it. I mean, you can talk about it, but don't spoil anything.
We both like. So I showed Kelly the trailer on Thursday night. Like, hey, we don't have really any shows we watch right now. This has gotten fantastic reviews.
It has, yeah.
Do you want to check it out with me? She watched the trailer. She's like, eh.
What's the premise of the show?
So the premise is based off Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which was a
true wrestling show.
Promotion.
Oh,
yeah,
that's why she was like, eh.
Yeah.
But it was not like WWE and all that stuff. It was like it was its own thing. Like if you stayed up late at night, you would see infomercials for buying the tapes to Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling and stuff.
Sometimes when I stayed up late when I was little, I saw my parents watching Benny Hill, which I couldn't remember.
We should go run around the bar real quick.
Oh, yakety sax. Yeah.
Anyway, so you dig it though.
Yeah, we watched the first two episodes. Kelly liked it too. It's good. It's definitely a dramedy more than a comedy.
It's based on a book and the guy that was there. And I mean, it was if you think about how even pro wrestling was at the time with the stuff that was going on, the drugs and all that stuff, and you now take it to a friend show that was not mainstream. I mean, you're bound to have good stories.
Yeah, I really liked Allison Breen and I really liked Mark Maron in it. He's pretty awesome. So, yeah, I think you both will enjoy it.
Yeah, and we're going to give it a chance. The only thing that's holding it back now is we've got to finish new season of Orange is the New Black.
No, I mean, it's summertime. There's really nothing on.
Summertime.
Nice. The only thing we really have going on TV is AGT.
Yeah.
So we're bouncing back between Orange is the New Black and The Ranch.
Yep, we like The Ranch.
So we could fit that in, a third one.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We just finished Riverdale a week ago.
Season
week
one.
And a half ago.
Okay.
So now we're going to record season two as it happens and watch it.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that.
It's not that bad.
No. So anyway, so other TV news, Fargo season 3 ended.
It was pretty good. And you dug it? Was it better than season 2?
No, not even close.
Season 2 was the pinnacle,
season
you think?
Season 2 is probably one of my top 5 favorite seasons of TV of all time. Mm. It's fantastic. Season 1, I give a 9 out of 10. This season, I'd probably give a 7.5 out of 10.
Keep in mind, this is the guy that preferred the Miss Bliss years over the high school years. No, what? Just kidding. No, just kidding.
Wow.
So, who would say that?
So his taste in TV shows is the worst.
Jeez. That's pretty good, though. Nice callback.
When does the new... Game of Thrones start? When is
July.
It?
July.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mid-July.
And it's 2 or 3 episodes longer than we were led to believe. It went from 7 to 10 episodes.
Oh, it is a 10 episode season now.
And then, I take it back.
Did it go 6 to 8?
No, it is still 7 episodes, but 2 or 3 of the episodes are hour and a half episodes, something like that. So we're getting good episodes. Yeah, and the brand new trailer for it is intense.
It looks badass. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
You're going to have to catch me out. Remind me who everyone is.
I know. We do this every year.
There was such a long break.
It's a story.
And there's 15,000
the books worth.
Main characters.
I think over the 5 books, is that how many we have? There's 46 point of views told, I think is what it is. It's insane.
I know about 5 main characters.
You know the big ones.
Yeah.
You know the big ones. You know,
it's a story about a man named Eddard.
Yeah.
Who had 5 kids and a bastard.
Khaleesi's my favorite.
Not anymore. It's been confirmed.
Well, I know.
I mean, his real name is out there now.
That's true.
I saw the headline, but I didn't click on what it was.
Sorry for the... Oh, that was a spoiler warning. We did not tell... Ooh, I need a spoiler warning button.
Spoiler.
It should go...
Spoiler. Yeah.
That's exactly what it needs to do. Yeah. Man, we're gonna edit that one at some point.
We're doing great right now.
Man,
this is one of our best episodes in years.
I can't believe we're having such a hard or easy time drinking with the bar on fire like it is right now.
This bar is on fire.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were gonna go, "This is how we do it." That's all right.
I also need a screeching breaks for when we do derail the podcast.
This is how we do it. All right, last thing I got.
Okay.
I mean, I always got other shit. But how about those St. Louis Blues?
My favorite Blues trailer was just... My favorite Blues player was just traded.
Sad. Yeah, a lot of people were upset about old Ryan Reeves.
A lot of people were upset about that.
And man, I mean, I would go so far as to say, in the history of sports, he is my favorite player to average less than 5 minutes a game.
Yeah, man, he was averaging like 10 to 11 minutes towards the end.
He was in the regular season, not in the playoffs.
No, playoffs, too.
Was he?
Yeah.
I guess every time I saw him, it was this obligatory 30 seconds of skate time and then get off.
Well, third period, for sure. But, no, he's getting more and more of a role.
How do you feel about that?
When I first heard that, I was like, what the fuck? Why did we protect him? But I guess the player the Blues ended up drafting is this Russian kid who... they're very, very high on. He's a top European skater in the draft. He's a Russian kid. He's big. The reason
if he's Russian, he's probably huge.
He's a Russian. I must break
him. He's a Ruski.
But the reason he fell to the 31st pick overall is he had shoulder issues last year.
If he didn't have shoulder issues,
he would have been a top 12, top 15 pick. So. Hmm.
So he worked through those shoulder issues?
To go. And another reason people are a little scared of him is sometimes Russians don't come over right away. They stay over in Russia, in the KHL. And he said he's coming right away to America.
Well,
he's coming to America.
I think I read something I'm blanking. Tarasenko.
Yep.
I think they said it was that helped his decision to come right away.
Yeah.
Have someone that he could...
A fellow comrade.
Yeah, who came over and didn't stay, linger and stuff. And
we drafted two more Russians today, so apparently...
Well, we have a Russian lineup now.
Might as well be called the St. Louis Reds, am I right?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But the biggest deal...
Hey, with so many Russians, I wonder where we're in a hurry to get to. Okay, that's the hat trick of booze.
Yeah.
Hockey reference! Yeah, I'll take that one.
But the bigger trade was finally getting rid of that Yuri Laterra contract. And in the process, not only do we get rid of Yuri Laterra, the Blues get a legitimate top six center to go for the team next year in Braden Schenn.
Oh, yeah. My favorite thing, though, the reason I don't want Laterra gone is your hashtag Laterrable is one of my favorite critiques that you have of the team.
I'm going to have to think something new.
Yeah.
Think something new.
You even labeled Perron Laterrable this past year. Like, not only is it a descriptive term for how someone's playing and for some other completely different person. You used it in multiple ways.
He's a heel.
I guess I could talk about that.
Oh, yeah, let's definitely get into that. Let's get into our last Sunday. How was the
last Sunday podcast? I got to see my favorite podcast next to ours, Something to Wrestle With,
Bruce Pritchard.
Live and in living color at the South.
He got his picture with them and everything.
I
get my picture taken.
Him and Hey, It's Conrad.
Yeah, yeah. They were extremely nice for the, obligatory 1 minute you get to talk to them.
I like on your picture, someone said, "Who's that guy to the left?" And you're like, "It's the other host of their podcast, Conrad Thompson." And they said, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there tonight, too." And you were like, "No, this is a podcast. Yeah. This is not the actual event.
It's time to walk away."
Well, the crazy story, get away from that post.
So this guy sits next to my brother and I, and he's got an accent. I'm like, "Hey, where are you from?" He's like, "Oh, I'm from New Zealand." I can't do a New Zealand accent. But he's like, "Oh, I'm from New Zealand." His first time to the States, first time leaving New Zealand besides going to Australia.
Oh, that is a nightmare right there.
So sorry.
He decides that he's going to spend his hard-earned money to come to St. Louis, Missouri to see a wrestling podcast.
It is an incredibly popular podcast right now. They had 5 million downloads last month.
Oh, that's amazing.
He was... to which Vince Russo took credit for.
Yeah, are we going to get into that?
No, we're not going to get into what theirs is, but still.
But, no, super nice guy. Me and my brother ended up driving him back to his hotel in Clayton, and he was going to have a couple beers there and then go to Money in the Bank, so...
He went
Scott,
from, he
if
went,
you're listening, cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. He went from the athletic club back to Clayton, then back to downtown?
Yep.
Well, Hayden and I did Money in the Bank.
Here comes the money.
And we did. We had good seats. Our seats were good, clean, visible seats. It was a sold out show, and it was packed. It was a good show all the way around. I think people were shitting on the women's match a little more than they should have. They were like,
"Well, I think they were shitting on it because of the how ending. It ended."
I thought it was perfect. I thought it was. It's going to be memorable, and you know, going forward. And now we get to run it back next Tuesday, which is awesome. And those women, they took big falls. I mean, that's all there was to it.
Yeah.
And then you had a couple of turd matches in there, like the Ascension and Brazingo.
Those are real wrestling names?
Yeah.
Well, isn't Brazingo over?
They were over until the secret villains of their gimmick was Ascension. And then it was bad. The dark match was the Hype Brothers against the Colognes. Hype Brothers would be Mojo Rawley and Zach.
Oh, woo woo woo.
Yeah, woo woo woo. And then I can't even remember all the matches. I will say the Randy Orton Jinder Mahal match was very good. Randy put on a show in his hometown. I mean, he was a lot more intensity than Randy than there normally is. The Legends by the ringside kind of sold it. But
that's cool.
What was funny, though, is them bringing the Legends at the ringside. They only came out for that match and weren't out for other match. Yeah, they moved them out there, and everybody cheered when they were getting put down during the...
Now, was this Hayden's first live
event? Yes, yeah.
And how did she like it?
She loved it up until the last two matches, and then she was tired.
Hayden.
And which is a Hayden shame, too, because the... That was Hayden be fading. That was a good hashtag. The last match was awesome.
Yeah.
It was the emotional roller coaster you need to tell in wrestling, the story you need to tell, because I was pissed off at the very beginning. Because the two people I really wanted to see was AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Uh-huh.
And they swerved us with Nakamura because he was interrupted during his music by the intense mullet or the tense skullet of Corbin. What's his name?
Baron Corbin,
yeah. He attacked Shinsuke before Shinsuke's music was done, hit him with the camera, so they took Shinsuke back to the back, and he was gone for 90% of the match.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
But when the match was almost over, the music hit, and Shinsuke come limping out there and cleaned house. And probably the best moment of the night, he's on one side of the ladder, AJ Styles is on the other side of the ladder, and these two, this is a dream match. This is a match that everybody wants to see, is those two. And
I believe they have in Tokyo.
Yeah, and so they climb back down the ladder, and they both grabbed, like, slowly looking at each other, move the ladder off to the side, and then had a little mini match. That's and it awesome. Was awesome. And then when they did the obligatory dual ladder climb spot and were hitting each other at the top, they were rocked so bad that every time AJ would hit, the crowd would go, AJ Styles, and then Nakamura would hit him, and they'd go, Nakamura, and they went back and forth about 12 times before That's they cool. both fell off.
So the crowd was hot for it.
Yeah, they were definitely hot for those two. And then, of course, Baron Corbin won, which I wasn't happy with, but it made sense. So
sure.
He's going to be healed. He's got to shave his head.
Did you buy any merch for the
I got nothing. She got a New Day shirt, which was a good match. The New Day Usos was a very good match.
Cool.
And she got a New Day popsicle shirt.
Very cool. What a good dad you are.
The downside to the event was there's a dude beside us that was clearly, I don't know that he was necessarily a part of the internet wrestling community just by gauging some of his responses to what I was talking about to him. But he definitely come from that school of thinking about everybody. So
he was just like a smark, like angry.
He did not like New Day. He booed Randy Orton every chance he got. Everything Hayden was, and what kind of was frustrating is that he was very loud about it, even though, and I don't care, you're a pro wrestler, voice your opinion, that's part
sure.
of it, but he's sitting right by a little girl that is enjoying rooting for who she's rooting for,
yeah,
and every time she would cheer, he'd go, no, boo, Randy, and like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, show a little tact about it, you know?
Sure.
But Hayden was upset that...
So, like, was he slapping her high fives at all?
No,
oh, okay, so
no. He's just kind of... Well, he...
I know what you're talking. I know
his intent wasn't to be a jackass, but he was just, at some point you gotta look and realize.
Be aware of your surroundings.
It's not necessarily, just because I buy my ticket, just because I'm super knowledgeable about something, doesn't mean it's always necessarily aimed at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, it would be like going in the mall and saying, hey, by the way, you know what, Santa? Not real. Mm. Boo!
Yeah, there you go. You ruined it for a lot. Spoiler alert.
Jeez, Santa's not real. What if there's kids that listen?
Then their parents are bad parents.
Yeah, terrible parents.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, but that was our Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to us.
Yeah, we rock.
Did you get anything good for Father's Day, Tom?
So
you got time to go see the podcast?
Yeah,
live.
I got to go to the podcast and not get shit for it. I mean, no, Kelly always just gets me clothes because I dress like a hobo. And
I can see. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
My parents got me a small thing of Omaha steaks.
Oh, nice.
So that's nice.
I thought he was going to say something about clothes. I was going to say, all your clothes are small. Oh, gosh. Omaha steaks, are they good? You use them? Cooked them?
No, they're in the freezer.
Hmm.
I wanted to cook them tonight, but Kelly's going to make me dinner, so.
I was thinking about grilling tonight, but we're going. Hayden, for her perfect attendance in school, got like a $25 gift certificate to Texas Roadhouse.
Nice.
And Kaylin loves Texas Roadhouse.
Both
it's
the
pretty
girls
damn
do.
Good, man. For a chain restaurant, pretty solid.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's
but
way
shit,
better than Outback.
So Outback's going tonight?
No, we're going tomorrow. Yeah. Kaylin's staying the night with my brother in law. So.
Yeah, go like 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's
on
the
Sunday.
One thing I don't like about Texas Roadhouse is like.
You can do call ahead seating, though, and call and like
you
put your name
time?
On the list. And then show up a little bit later, and they'll tell you how much longer your wait is.
It's not bad.
And our girls like it. The problem we have with our, especially our youngest, is she eats so many damn peanuts and rolls that it's almost pointless to get her a meal.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But
I hate getting John meals. Yeah. I just end up eating him.
Mm. So get yourself a smaller portion and just eat half his.
That's
or make him share with you guys.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. He just eats french fries, and then I end up eating the chicken strips.
You got anything before we?
Come on now.
I know. At some point, I know you're going to say, "Yeah, I brought a story." To
that's
talk
why
about.
I'm number two.
Yeah. I brought a story. I mean,
you did bring a damn good story.
Tom
I
had to
thrilled.
Ask about
okay,
it. But
okay, okay, that is an improvised on the fly story. That doesn't
still,
count as
time.
Show prep.
All right.
Well, let's get to some quick hits from around the world of pop culture. I don't think that's breaking news.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we need something that says,
it's time for pop culture with Jeremy.
He went a different direction than you did. First thing I had, did you see this thing about Chance the Rapper apologizing to Dr. Dre?
Oh, no.
Well, when you get a chance, you take it.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. Chance was on stage, and I got to think. Well, we'll talk about it in a second. So Chance was on stage, and you know, Chance is a very proud, independent artist who's never signed with the label. So
I guess he didn't want to land on community trust.
On the wall, on the wall behind him were parodies of record labels.
Okay.
Instead of Def Jam, it says Don't Join in their font. It was instead of Atlantic, at Titanic. In terms of sinking. Yeah.
Oh.
Then instead of Sony, it was Phony Records. And instead of Aftermath, it was Can't Do Math Records. And
yikes.
So he immediately, after the concert, so tweeted, he goes, I want to formally apologize to Dr. Dre. And he says, and all of Aftermath for publicly disrespecting them. Their hard work and their contributions to music. And then he goes
like
on to...
Immediately.
Went
off the stage and...
Well, I guess... You know, I'm sure he had time to decompress and shit, but it was the same night as the concert. So I'm guessing what happened is he probably wasn't too aware of what fonts or what pictures were shooting behind him. It was probably something new.
And so wait, he only apologized to Aftermath, though?
Yeah, because... Well, because he goes on to say...
Well, let's see. Jay-Z's still relevant in the whole music.
Well, Jay-Z's
industry,
got Rockefeller Records, so...
Who are you talking about then? Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Dre's still relevant too.
Yeah, after
so, yeah.
Well, that's why he goes on to say Dr. Dre is the example for creating a space and allowing young artists to control and guide their own careers and determine what direction they want to go to. Whereas he doesn't feel that way about Def Jam and play because those places are notoriously record labels in general. Everybody knows it's not a secret that record labels are where they're at. Because they took advantage of every artist they've ever signed.
Yes.
I mean, they take all the money. And now you don't have to sign with them, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's a different world. Also, you know, I'll say this to Chance and to Macklemore and all these people. I'm not taking a shot at them, but you're where you're at. You shouldn't be so critical because the world we live in today and the internet has allowed you to not sign with them. It's not like... they are forging a way and showing people how you can do it without it, but the tools that you have, you aren't creating. Look at Lisa Loeb. Lisa Loeb, up until Macklemore's album, was the greatest selling independent artist of all time.
Wow, that's a good trivia question.
And that was hard. She was in a time pre-internet, pre-YouTube, where you where you had to make a video and go to MTV. So someone had to pay for it, you know. But I will say though, I mean, I do like Chance. But it was just so weird that, you know, that came out, and then immediately that night or the next morning or whatever, he tweeted an apology, and I didn't see any follow up. Like, did Dr. Dre say, "You're good, bro"? You know, probably because Dr. Dre was like, "I just donated $10 million, like it was nothing."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it was nothing. I don't give a fuck what you say. And that wasn't off of records. That was off of earphone or headphones, yeah, and earbuds. So
he's doing okay for himself.
Yeah. Next thing I got, and I'll let Missy talk more about it because I didn't read the whole article, but I did think it was worth mentioning. You see this, and I've seen this girl in concert before, in her metal band, Jada Pinkett Smith. She's a little up in arms over this new All Eyes on Me movie, the Tupac story.
Okay. So she feels like she was misrepresented. Her relationship with Tupac, who they went to high school together.
Yeah,
so they were legitimate friends.
And before that,
I didn't know any of that until she told me.
But I guess she is, she doesn't like the way that her relationship with Tupac was portrayed in the movie. And
how's it portrayed? Like, they'd be fucking.
Well, that now.
Kind of romantically or something like that, right? I mean,
I don't know. There's a scene where they get into an argument backstage somewhere, and she says that's never happened because she's never been anywhere. She had never been anywhere. So she was just. She praised both, you know, the main actor and actress in that movie, which would be Tupac, and I assume. His mom, who is Michonne in The Walking Dead. She said they did a great job. She was just upset with how the story was written. And to go along with that,
who plays Tupac?
Some unknown guy.
He looks just like him.
But do you remember the black guy from the very first Real World?
Oh yeah, yeah.
He ended up
going on to MTV and working and being a journalist.
He's
a
journalist. Yeah. Well, he is now upset because a lot of the interviews that he did with Tupac, like in jail and stuff like that, are kind of in the movie, and they didn't get his permission or anything like that. So he wants them to stop from showing the film at all.
Well, he wants money.
Well, he does want money.
Everybody's got to get their piece.
But that seems like a legit complaint, though.
He had multiple interviews with Tupac, so and those come across in the movie.
I can't remember his name, but he...
I can just remember Powell.
He
is
could
his last
be...
Name.
Was it Eric? No, it was Eric Neese. Was Eric. Kevin?
Kevin Powell.
Yeah, he maybe as much as anybody... Him and the girl, the white girl, that could be credited for the popularity of reality TV because that show was doing well, and then they had the tremendous blow up in front of the building over racism, and where you thought that he was getting up in her face and screaming at her,
yeah,
and that was the seminal moment for reality TV at that time.
But was it though?
Yes, it was.
I think with Real World, everybody thinks when it exploded, stealing Pedro's peanut butter. I mean, like, I cannot remember anything about Real World 1 and 2.
You're way off there. That's
so,
Real World 1.
So
that
Puck,
was
number, Puck was in the third one?
Third, yeah.
Yeah, San Francisco.
But
honestly,
no.
I think the first one, because the first, which was the first one where the guy tried to take off the towel from the black girl, or was that like
that was,
the second
no,
one?
No, that was the second one.
Okay.
And that was the quote-unquote rape. Use their word.
Which, by the way, that chick was just on Ridiculousness. She's like on a...
She's married to our former...
Did two have the cowboy?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know. They're hard together, but I do believe... No. Now, I will say that the one you're talking about may have ended up reaching a lot more places because of... But that was all of Pedro Zamora that reached them to those places. And
maybe.
Judd Winnick won the a Pulitzer Prize or was nominated for his book Pedro and Me about him.
And he's still married to that Asian girl, right?
Yeah, and Judd Winnick's a very famous comic book writer and graphic storyteller and stuff. But that created that, and that what got them a lot of publicity, and it allowed them to make season 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sure.
I think the earlier episodes of Real World were really good. Now it's just like.
Well, you can't do it anymore.
It's just crazy. It's like nothing but hookups and
everyone
has to tiptoe. It's like such a PC world and you can't fucking speak your mind or anything like
that.
Because
they don't get normal people anymore. Now they just get crazy fucking people.
You can't do it anymore.
Right.
Because the reason 1, 2, 3, and I think one of my favorites probably was the Puck when it Pedro season because there was a lot of real cool stuff from that. Puck was the first. Part of the reason you can't do it anymore is because of Puck. because everybody saw, well, look what this guy gets. Look how famous he gets.
Well, maybe. I mean, like, so Real World London was kind of boring.
Oh, extremely boring. But they had boring. Well, I liked a couple of the people in it, but.
And then you had Real World Miami, which I liked. But that was pretty normal people for the most part. Yeah, but they had that one chick leave.
Yeah, but you just said it. Real World London was kind of boring, and I liked Miami, but they were regular. So they're not as popular as those
people.
So
was it then, I think the next big moment for the Real World was the slap her around the world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then once you get into the later years, you've got social media and TV and reality stars in general, and now that's all you're going to get, people looking to make a name for themselves. Right. That's the reason I still think The Challenge is still entertaining, because you've got some of the old school holdouts before it got crazy.
Yeah. So, the people who actually want to win the challenge and not.
Have you seen that the new trailer for the Dirty 30?
Uh-uh.
Oh, we'll show it to you when we're done. You'll like it. It's going to be intense.
It's going to be good. Dirty 30 is going to be good.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of fights. And they're bringing back old school people like Derek. Derek's coming back.
We're going to show him the trailer when we're done.
Yeah.
So that was that all started with Jada Pinkett Smith. So, who knows what? I mean, only Jada Pinkett and Tupac know what happened, know what their real relationship was like. Apparently, their relationship was a lot like a brother and sister, and they just kind of misportrayed the way it was. But speaking of people speaking their mind, Johnny Depp sent some hot water.
Oh, you can't even say. I'm not justifying what he said. I'm not justifying what Kathy Griffin did.
For those that don't know,
you can't do shit anymore.
For those that you can never do this. You could never say this. No.
But let's be real. There were plenty of people talking shit on Obama, and it didn't make the news like it is now.
Well, they also like when Ted Nugent said some of the things he did about Obama, he was doing it when speaking to some like ultra conservative, websites and things like that. These are people that are saying this stuff in front of a lot of press and a lot of people. Yep. But what Depp did say, when was the last time an actor assassinated the president? It's been a while. Maybe it's time. So that's what he said.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time he's done something weird and off-putting in general. Because he went to the White House in 1988.
He's ate up.
Very disrespectful. Well, like, he was like at the podium and where they do press conferences, and he took a picture flipping them off. He lit up cigarettes multiple times. And when it was time for him to meet President Reagan and Nancy Reagan, they told him no, because you've just been disrespectful this whole time.
Well,
so
I think
I just don't think he likes, first of all, he probably doesn't. Clearly, he doesn't like Republicans.
Well, I think with anything, he apologized and said it was a bad joke. I think with anything, I think one of the things that we, all directions, left, right, center, whatever.
Sure.
I think people don't take the source. They don't weigh the source as heavy as they should. For instance, who gives a fuck what Johnny Depp says about politics? One, he moved over into London.
Yeah, is he even citizen anymore?
His teeth are yellow as can be. He's clearly a wackadoodle when it comes to his marriages, his personal life. He can't make good movies anymore, and that's probably got something to do with alcohol abuse and just poor choices in general.
He's Jack Sparrow now. That's about it.
Yeah, same thing with Kathy Griffith. I mean,
she's like a D-lister.
Well, that's her own gimmick that she created, and there's no such thing as a D-list celebrity when you're on TV as much as she is. But she is a comic that is just kind of a different comic. She's not a, you know what I mean? I mean, she's gonna
do
stupid stuff.
She's a shot comic, first of all. She says things to get a rise out of people. That's her thing.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I mean, this was a little further, but I mean, even with Trump. Like, when Trump says stuff, now, unfortunately, there's a caveat with Trump, because now he's the fucking president of the United States. But before,
I find myself at least once a week going, I can't believe this shit still.
Yeah, but before that, he was just some dumbass who happened to have a lot of money that said stupid shit all the time.
Yeah.
Look at any of his Howard Stern interviews.
But let's be real. He wants to be in the news every day. If he's not, he creates stuff with that Khafiv thing. Confused or whatever it was. So when celebrities like Johnny Depp or Kathy Griffin do this, they're doing what he wants. His name is still in the news. Trump is still a story, number one story.
Yeah, and a lot of this is smokescreen for actual policies that are trying to get placed or not
getting trampled on.
Yeah.
So from Johnny Depp and to Trump to another wackadoodle, how about you see Charlie Sheen's getting sued officially by his ex for exposing her to HIV?
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't understand that though. Does she? I don't know. Does she have the HIV virus?
She. I don't think from the what I've read, I don't think she does. So and I don't know like what girlfriend this is. Is it a recent girlfriend? Like after he came out, or were they together when he came out? I think when he came out, he had those two chicks at the same time.
Well, I think this was one before he came out with it. Yeah, what kind of
guy? Listen, if you're in a quote unquote relationship with Charlie Sheen, pre or post HIV announcement, you have to know what you're getting into.
I would think so.
Well,
Johnny Depp's got a great quote though. I don't pay to sex with hookers. I pay for him to leave.
Yeah, that was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
you just said Johnny Depp.
Oh, fuck.
That's okay.
I feel like it's the same person, though.
That's okay. But here's my thing, though. I didn't read the article all the way because at first I was just like, ugh, you know, well, I mean, what are you going to gain from this guy?
Right.
You
know?
But two,
he's broke.
But two, if she doesn't have HIV, if you just take it on surface what it is, she's suing for exposing her to HIV. That's like, I mean, that's like me. Anytime I see a person run a red light, I should sue them because they almost caused an accident for me. I mean, it seems like.
It seems very frivolous.
Yeah, and it is a federal. I mean, what is it? What it's a federal crime, right? It to
expose someone to HIV
to pass HIV unknowingly to someone, yes. Sleep with someone unknowingly. Yes. So, but I mean, it's because that's manslaughter, is what it is essentially. But still, that's crazy.
You'd really have to go back and date like when he found out and what they were doing and.
But he publicly acknowledged it, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Be 3 years in November, I think it is. And I don't know. He said he claims that his shit is undetectable. His HIV is undetectable. So
I don't know. Look at that guy. I detect something has changed in his life.
Yeah.
Watch the difference between the season before he left, 2.5 Men, and the season. And then the season he left, he is a drastically different looking person. I mean, he is.
That's just
he
looks gauntly.
Yes.
That's mental stability.
Well, it turns out that might have been a little bit of HIV, yeah. Too. So.
Well, do you think he had HIV
they talked about it. He talked about that.
Oh, he
did? Yeah.
You know, is that why he left?
And that's when Jenny McCarthy had a shit fit over it and stuff.
He's kind of kept a low profile the last 2 years, really.
Yeah, he comes out every once in a while with some crazy ass shit.
He did that one-man tour that he was very non-prepared for. He came out, he did a movie that wasn't a bad movie. I can't think of the name of it, but it was a very very trippy movie, psychedelic movie. And then he's kind of just disappeared, you know.
Probably for the best.
Oh, last thing, too. We didn't recognize this last week, but I feel we should because we do talk about celebrity deaths a lot. Prodigy of Mobb Deep. Has passed away at age 42. I didn't read all the details on why, because one of the articles said that there was some controversy around the way it was being reported or what have you.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was taken off stage after a performance or during a performance.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
And he was carried out after the party. So
I have a feeling it's something actually health related, not something crazy.
Yeah, could
it's not
be,
like so. He was you know, drunk on perp drink.
If you'd have had him, you'd have had a lot of points.
Well, we also got the toxicology report back from old Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah.
That was a little sad.
Did we talk about that last week?
No, we haven't.
Oh, no, it was in text.
So, did you watch the newest documentary with her and her mom? It came out right after her and her mother passed away. It's a decent documentary, and it shows of both of their declines, actually. There was a scene, though, where she was mic'd up. And the camera was outside of the house, and she's like, I can't go outside, I'm not going anywhere, you blah, blah, blah. And that's the moment when I thought, she's still into shit.
Yeah.
So it is interesting to know that she had all of that shit in her system still, because she's claimed that she was clean.
Yeah, I mean, well, it sounds like sleep apnea was the official killer, but the fact that she still had heroin in her system.
Yeah, and
right.
Coke.
And
yeah. A good cocktail.
Maybe she wouldn't have went to sleep if she had all that shit in her system, though.
Yeah, that's what I think local radio station 105.7 The Point said. Oh, obviously, those didn't lead to her death, because that wouldn't have allowed her to sleep.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. So that's that. Two celebrities down. We were also watching Mystery Alaska today. I love that movie. The hockey movie from the little town in New Granger.
Oh, all right.
And Russell Crowe.
I couldn't get into it.
She couldn't get into it, but then a little bit when Little Richard sings the national anthem in it, Missy looked up. He's still kicking.
Yeah, Little Richard's still around.
Well, first of all, I thought it was an odd choice to have as a celebrity to come into
Alaska. They say that in the movie too. Yeah, they say that in the movie also.
But I was watching, I knew it was an older movie. I was like, I wonder, I can't remember hearing about his death. So I looked him up, because you haven't seen him anywhere. I haven't seen him in the news or anything.
84?
No, it's 89, wasn't it?
No, it's 82 or 84. Yeah,
maybe
like
it was.
Maybe it was.
And then that movie was made in 99, so he was a little more spry then.
I was actually surprised that he was still alive.
Well,
just like Pearl Jam said, I'm still alive.
Oh, it'd be more like, oh, ah! Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's all. You didn't finish that. You should have.
Still alive. Good God, I miss Marley.
Yeah, that's what. Oh, that's the.
Was Little Richard? Did he like the company of our gentleman?
I believe so. He.
I don't know that he's open. I don't think that. I don't know.
I think you can tell when you look at someone.
Well, I'd know that, but there's a difference between being able to tell and the person being openly, you know, out there for the world.
But. I mean, if you think about it, it's really none of our business.
No, but back...
But it's more fun to speculate.
Well, and it would be an interesting story because of how and when he started to know how did he get away and how did... Because that was back then when they could have hung you for that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
He was someone that was mistreated by a record company, tying it back to that, though, because his songs
because
were...
Because of his race or his songs, sexual preference?
No, his record company was taking his music and allowing Pat Boone to record it, and Pat Boone was getting a lot more money for it because...
Because he was white.
Yeah, and the white kids were buying it.
He was white.
Yeah. And that Chuck Berry, Little Richard was friends with Chuck Berry, and he was one of the reasons why Chuck Berry said, fuck you guys, I just soon not make music if I can't own it. Chuck Berry was one of the first people to own his own rights, so...
I saw, I was reading this thing on somewhere on the internet today. I guess Campbell Soup has this new commercial out.
Oh, it's been out a while.
Okay,
well,
I haven't seen it, but I guess it's two men with their son, you know, I guess pretending
Little
to
Richard's
be.
Gay.
Oh, they do that. But they were talking about, it's gay.
It's inferring that, they're a happy gay couple with a kid.
With a son. And people and their backlash to Campbell and all the comebacks that Campbell has
had. One woman in particular. And it was one woman in particular that posted, and Campbell kept... And I think I read it when I was on the pooper before you scared me, or before I scared you. I don't think it was the real Campbell account that was doing that.
Okay.
But it was funny. And they go, maybe you should try one of our super... delicious soups like tomato.
I think it's okay when companies like that defend themselves and they bash people that are haters like that.
Yeah, they did.
Like Wendy's. Wendy's does it all the time.
Oh yeah, Wendy's is good. They said we think it's a stretch for you to think of anal sex.
These are these are just two dads enjoying soup with their son.
Yeah,
so
you're
reaching a little bit. I don't know how you got anal sex out of that.
And she was like, I'll pray for that kid. And they're like, well, we'll pray for your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, but good. If that was the real Campbell soup, good for them.
Yeah.
I do like it when people do that. What were you got? You were looking something up? You got
anything? Yeah, I was looking at Little Richard. Yeah, he came out.
No, he did come out.
Did it say what year? Like,
long time ago. But he likes women too, so.
Oh, he's that guy.
Yeah. He likes everything.
Wow. That sounded awful.
He's a big guy, though. Is he like, how tall do you think he is? Because. It's hard to tell sometimes.
Well, he's old and hunched over now, so.
But it's hard. Like, for a long time, I didn't realize how not tall Steve Ewing was.
No, until you and Carter attacked him one day.
Little Richard's 5'10".
Well, that's tall. But no, I actually met
Compared
Steve Ewing.
Compared to Prince, he's a giant.
Yeah. I met Steve Ewing before Carter and I accosted him.
Yeah.
So, you're down on the floor and you're looking up at the stage and you don't realize how tall or short or how, you know, really you can't gauge their height. So when I first met him, I was like, holy cow.
We've had back-to-back episodes where we talked about Steve Ewing, and that was a very big part of our show when we first started and hadn't been referred to in a while. So good job.
Is he ever going
to
join us?
He should, but
you know what? If you would have,
should he get the urge, he could join the show.
Listen, I was secretly hoping that my birthday surprise was
him on the podcast.
Him on the podcast.
Oh, podcast first, right?
Yeah,
that's why you're number
that's
two.
A fail on my spot right there. But I think we're good for the day. If you guys got anything else, we talked about birthday surprises, special edition episodes.
Yeah. How far do we get in the books today?
We're over an hour.
All right.
We're right at an hour, man.
How about us? Yeah. We're getting efficient in this thing.
Yeah. I don't know if we're getting more efficient as we're hitting our time each time.
Well, it's because Bender's not here to
derail
us off the rails. Because
he never derails us. He just cuts into your two time.
His stories. And
no, with his interruptions. Oh. For instance, go ahead. Go ahead, whatever you were about to say.
I don't know.
I got something else.
Bender is up.
Boom.
Let's quit it. Let's go.
Let's go. Blue.
Bye.
That's the